Listening Blind to a Buick's Wren by Susan Glass. I've been a listener to birdsong since the age of 4, and perhaps even earlier. A first memory. I woke on a summer morning in Detroit, Michigan, where from my bedroom, I heard crows scuffling and cackling and cawing in the garden outside my window. Their voices made the yard echo, and I realized there was space out there, and that the crows were voicing that space for me, adding a new dimension to my blind world. Another early memory. Lake Erie, Monroe, Michigan, and dawn. Liquid warbling that sounded like water on stream stones, and high-pitched ceramic wind chimes. The source? A flock of purple martins, which are a type of swallow. Their singing defined space, distance, and height, and blended with the crinkling sound of shells caught by tiny waves lapping on our beach to create my personal Lake Erie picture. I was too young to know their proper names, but not too young to know that I loved them. I carried this bird love with me to California, where I've now spent more than 90% of my life. Our birds are harbingers of everything good for me, of good times and bad. If the golden-crowned sparrows arrive later than usual in October, I get nervous. I worry that global warming is detaining them in Alaska, and that they may be stranded there by subsequent snowstorms. I sicken when I read that night-flying geese and ducks are slamming by the thousands into cell towers, and all it would take to stop this carnage would be to change the continuous light emanating from the towers to flashing lights. I love how birds enlarge my world, connecting me with far-flung geographies and consequences of human endeavor. For some time now, I've been expressing my love of birds through poetry. I recently finished writing a short poetry book called Listening Blind to a Buick's Wren, which will be published in 2019 by Slate Roof Press, a book collaborative in Western Massachusetts. Slate Roof plans to release audio, braille, and print versions of the book. Here is the title poem. It's based on the song of one of our friendliest California garden birds. A Buick's Wren is singing in a sky space just beyond my patio. I slide open the French window, step into delicious cold, and know this is where I'll drink the day's first coffee. His melody is symmetrical, practiced. He lilts from an oleander bush, rests 3 measures, then his tail must be conducting, a black barred, white-tipped baton, curved over his back and flicking side to side. Does the tail drive his music, or the music his tail? He solos, I sip, listen for a rival's dueling song. There's none. Halfway through my steaming cup, he changes tunes. As though juggling mistletoe berries till their speed becomes a trill. The trill bounces through toyon shrubs, so that I must turn my head to follow it. His scolding, his wife's. His calls pounce in a tangle of leaves and twigs. I imagine his upward curving bill snatching a beetle, swallowing it whole, then borrowing a sycamore leaf for his napkin. Silence. And now, from much farther off, the same wren or another? In my next life, I want to be his bold white eyebrows and his ventriloquism, claiming the morning. End of article.